With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump just kept rolling toward the GOP presidential nomination Saturday. He picked up wins in the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri and captured all 39 delegates at the Michigan Party Convention.
Over the past few weeks, we've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley says she's raised $12 million in February, and that haul likely to allow her to remain in the race past next week's Super Tuesday, although she is looking for her first primary win. She slammed Mr. Trump and President Biden this weekend because she says they're not focusing on voter issues.
No one is talking about the debt. No one's talking about how tough things are out there. You feel it. Your paycheck doesn't go as far. Your grocery bill is a whole lot higher. So are your utility bills.
Super Tuesday coming up, 16 states in America, Samoa will hold primaries. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel reportedly has essentially endorsed the framework of proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Now it's up to Hamas to agree to it. Mediators expected to receive a response from Hamas during talks set to resume Sunday in Cairo. Forecasters say warm temperatures are going to give firefighters fits in the Texas panhandle, but Governor Greg Abbott says the firefighters so far have been extraordinary.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage last month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and not expected to pass. And Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in a 2020 constitutional revision. This is SRN News. There's a city in New Jersey that hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years.
Officials in Hoboken, New Jersey, credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. The city of nearly 60,000 people just across the Hudson River from Manhattan has become a model. Sweden originated similar changes more than a quarter century ago, and numerous cities, states, and nations have since adopted the approach. I'm Julie Walker.
Good news if you're looking to buy a car or vehicle this coming months. Price increases have slowing and in some cases falling, and that gives frustrated Americans more of hope of finding an affordable vehicle. The number of vehicles on dealer lots have increased after years of severe shortages, suggesting this year could be the most affordable of the past five. More details at SRNnews.com.